sounding like a scratched record, but congratulations on another century. This is now 12 since the start of last season, and you just keep going on and keep doing it.
Yeah, thank you very much. That's one of those. I just got to kind of keep trying to put in performances that put Durham into winning positions. Thankfully, today we got over the line, despite me getting out at the time I did. But then the back end with Coggers getting a CB, a career best, and George Harding. So, look, just I think a really good team day in, and really thankful to come away with a win.
And another big partnership from you and Michael Richardson. He's been helping out wherever in this top order the last few matches in this one-day cup. Another half century for him as well.
Yeah, definitely. I'd say more than helping out. Richo has been absolutely phenomenal. He's put in some serious performances that have got us into some really strong positions. So, look, he's played some really good cricket, and hopefully he can continue to do so as we kind of get into the back end of this comp.
What do you think's brought him along leaps and bounds this season? Because he had a difficult year last year. He's having a bit of a renaissance like you did last year, isn't he? And you came back from the season before and you were a new person. He seems to be a different player now as well.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, Richo looks calm. He looks collected. He looks like his thoughts are together. His presence out in the middle is really good. He feels really kind of comforting to bat with. I think there's a general feeling amongst the squad as well of that kind of calmness, not only from Richo but from a lot of other guys. So look, it's really awesome to see Richo come off the back of what's been a tough year and really put in some awesome performances. So really chuffed for him, and hopefully long may it continue.
And another 10 overs straight through from Paul Collingwood, and another half century with a bat for him as well. He's still rolling on as if youth was still on his side as he approaches 41.
Well, 100%, 41 turning 22, I think. So, no, look, the evergreen keeps going, and hopefully he can continue to go. His experience, his knowledge, his kind of general presence in and around the chat room is just something you can't buy. So to have him performing the way he does out on the field as well is absolutely incredible, and hopefully he can keep going.
It was a really hard day out there today. I mean, we were feeling sorry for you with our heater on in the press room, but it looked cold and it looked difficult. And I mean, you know, when you came out to bat, it looked like runs were hard to come by and you had to be really meticulous about what you were doing.
Yeah, look, it was tough up front this morning. It was a little bit of moisture kind of in the surface. It just made the ball kind of just deviate a little bit off the surface. But I mean, Cookie played beautifully. Richo played beautifully. And then I think Collie pulled us out of a little bit of trouble towards the back end, getting as many runs as he did. And I wouldn't underestimate Paul Coughlin within that partnership. He got, what, a runnable 10, but probably got 20 runs for Collie that anybody else wouldn't have got. So, look, I think it was a great team performance. Everybody put in, everybody chipped away. It was a really good win today.
And it was probably tighter than it eventually looked on the scorecard. I think crucial, that run out of Richard Levy when he was on 66, because he was just playing everything away with effort, you know, without any real effort, and it looked like you weren't going to breach his defences. And then a brilliant piece of fielding from Paul Collingwood, and that was just probably the moment that changed the game.
Yeah, 100%. Look, again, the evergreen does something special and kind of changes the game, and I think that's what really good players do, and Collie's done that for a long period of time. There's probably a couple of turning points, that being one of them. And the guys jumped on those chances to win the game.
And Rossington as well, having batted so well and had got North Hants level with your runs towards the end of their innings, then suddenly to try and pull off a ramp shot to Paul Coughlin, that didn't work. That was the end of it, really.
Yeah, 100%. Look, Coggers pulled a beautiful kind of last five overs there that really nailed on. It was quick. It was hostile. So, no, look, credit to the guys, the way they went about their last 15 overs. It was hard work. It was cold. The guys have been out there for a while. So to come away with a win the way we did was absolutely phenomenal.
Now you've got a juicy encounter coming up next with Nottinghamshire. You're fourth at the end of this game. You've got to go down to Trent Bridge under the lights. That's going to be a real crucial game, isn't it? With, I think there's only two to play after this.
100%. Three to play after this, but a day off tomorrow, crucially for the guys. And I think a lot of the boys are really looking forward to that. So feed up for tomorrow, and then a little bit of gym work and training in around that, and then head down to Notts. So really kind of hopefully rejuvenated and ready to go again.